Due to corporate compliance and regulatory requirements, some organizations must run their virtual machines on isolated servers. This can be a roadblock when trying to move these workloads to a public cloud. Ziv is here to show us how Azure Dedicated Host can clear the way today on Azure Friday. Hey everyone, Donovan Brown here with another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Ziv, and he's going to teach us all about Azure Dedicated Host. So, first, simple question, what is an Azure Dedicated Host?
So, it's a new service. We just announced it, public preview. Okay. Azure Dedicated Host is a new service from the Azure Compute team, where we offer customers physical servers isolated for their workloads.
So, normally, if I were to, say, spin up a particular VM, it might be on a server, a physical machine, that's also running a VM for you.
Correct.
And now today we're saying, I don't want anyone else running VMs on this machine except myself, and that's what this is offering.
Correct.
Okay.
In fact, this is a blocker for some of the customers we've talked to.
Okay.
So we introduced this new service, Azure Dedicated Host, where basically the VMs are the same VMs. So the same management, API, tools, monitoring agents, you have everything, just keep running.
Okay.
You get the flexibility to control which VM goes to a host. It's
gotcha.
Like playing Tetris.
So once I have a dedicated host, can I run more than one VM on that host? Or is it always one VM per host when I set it up this way?
No. The point is to run multiple VMs on a dedicated host. In fact, we offer you to run small and large VMs as long as they are from the same family on the same host.
Right.
So you can run your database on 32 vCPUs kind of DVM, and next to it, smaller VMs for the application itself.
Gotcha. But now what I do know for a guarantee is only my VMs are the ones running there.
Correct.
Got it. Okay.
So the first benefit for Azure Dedicated Host is the compliance by sheer nature of isolation. Again, this is not a bare metal offer. This is still a platform managed by Azure.
Okay.
So you get the security, the patches, the management, the networking stack, all like elsewhere in Azure.
Okay.
The second aspect is the control. Because you can place and stack specific VMs, you control exactly which VMs running on the host. Another aspect of the control is the benefit of controlling the Azure-initiated maintenance.
Okay.
So because you own the entire host, you can specify that everything Azure does, it could even be a tiny blip of like a second pause, you want to control it, you will get a maintenance window of up to 35 days in which you can say, apply this maintenance on that host, apply it on that host.
Okay, I can do this, but I don't have to do this. I could just say, please take care of everything. Don't want
to
know, because those changes shouldn't impact me anyway.
Correct.
Okay.
We've seen customers, running workloads where even 2 seconds is considered downtime.
Oh, interesting.
So,
gotcha. Okay,
yes.
Perfect.
And the third benefit of using Azure Dedicated Host is the Azure Hybrid benefits. So this is a bring your own license of Windows and SQL to Azure using an Azure Dedicated Host, where you benefit the unlimited virtualization, where we bill you just for the physical cores that you actually consume on the host.
Awesome. So how do I set it up then?
So you need to start by provisioning a host group, and the host group could be in a single availability zone or spread across the region. And then within a host group, you create host. Now, each host has its own fault domain. So it's like virtual machines within an availability set. A fault domain is mapped to a rack and also applies to the underlying storage infrastructure.
Okay.
In other words, two VMs running two hosts in two fault domains will be served from two different storage stamps.
Okay.
It's not a co-location constraint or anything like that. And a host has a SKU. So the SKU defines the type of VMs, the family. Initially, we started with a DV3 and EV3, and the generation. So a type 1 is the generation we currently offer, and in the future, we will be offering newer, larger, different vendors, probably running, supporting the same VMs.
Okay.
Ready for a demo?
I would like to see it.
All right. So we'll start with the portal, although you can do everything using CLI, PowerShell, or just ARM templates.
Okay.
And we will start by creating a host group.
And a host group is just another resource. Does this live inside of a resource group or above a resource group?
This lives inside a resource group. Okay. In fact, I will call it Azure Friday Resource Group, okay. My resource group.
Great.
And whoops, sorry.
Validation error.
No, it's kind of misleading. All right. Yes. So let's call it a demo host group.
Gotcha. So we named the resource group, but we didn't give the
correct
credentials or the information.
And then we'll go to US East 2.
Okay.
And let's say we will pick one of the availability zones available. And by indicating full domain count, I'm actually telling Azure, I don't really want to control full domains within my group.
Okay.
I can set it into to a 2 or 3.
Okay.
And now we should be good.
All right. And then what I would do is assign the VMs to that
group. Hold on. We just created a group. Now
right.
I need to create a host.
Ah.
And the host is another top entity.
Gotcha.
Which we will just go and pick the group we just created, Azure Friday Resource Group, and give the host a name, Azure Friday Host 1. Okay, and we will create it in the same region. In our case, it's East US 2.
Okay.
We will pick a family. I mentioned that we support either DSV3 or ESV3.
Where do I get a description of what those two things mean? I don't know which one I'm supposed to pick.
Oh, in our pricing page, you'll see exactly which vendor, what CPU generation,
okay,
how many CPUs, and how much memory you have on those hosts.
Okay.
I will place it in my host group, and I am done.
Okay.
Now, when I go, next step is let's go and try to create a virtual machine in that host. So we'll pick an Ubuntu. And we'll go to the same resource group.
And the host has the ability to run both Windows and Linux.
Correct.
Okay. I don't have to pick one specifically. Okay.
Azure Friday VM. Everything is still being created in the background. That's okay. US East 2.
Yep.
And you see the default actually is a D. To SV3, it's from the same family, that's okay.
Okay.
Oh, because I picked availability zone 1 for the group, I need to pick the same availability zone for the VM.
Okay.
Sorry, I forgot that.
No problem.
So that was zone 1, I guess.
Gotcha.
And then the advanced should be able to pick up the host for me.
Yes.
So you see, I have one group in that zone, and I have one host, and basically that will take my VM and place it in my host.
Gotcha. And then all those that I want associated, I would simply come here and set this up. But just because I've set up a host or a host group doesn't mean the next VM I provision has to be in there. I can just leave this blank and it'll just be a normal
In VM. Fact, if you have the flexibility, then you can actually take a running VM and really redeploy it to a dedicated host.
Yeah, it's almost like moving it from area to area.
There is downtime. You actually take it and place
it. Sure. Just curious, now you said there's downtime. What's the downtime? Do you have any estimates?
So, well, if you do it manually, then it's kind of up to you. But you need to stop the VM or stop the allocate the VM and then move it to your dedicated host.
Gotcha.
So take the time, plan for it, and it should just work, again, using CLI or portal or ARM template.
Great. And you were telling me, you've talked several times about the different options that we have. Is there a blog post or something that we can go to learn more about
So
this?
We just announced August 1st. And in fact, Azure Dedicated Host appears now as a product under Compute.
Yep, right there.
Right there. Perfect. So this could be your starting point. And if you are a fan of using ARM templates, we already published Getting Started sample for using dedicated host. This, in fact, is pretty smart template because what it does is you provide the number of zones, the number of full domains, and the number of hosts, and this template will actually evenly spread hosts within the full domains and zones that you ask for. So it's a good template because you can learn a lot about using some ARM magic.
Okay.
So for example, you see this is the resource group, and the name of the resource group is automatically generated.
Yep.
And the zone use conditional statements, whether you provided number of zones or not. It's a pretty cool template.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate this. Well, thanks for showing us that, Ziv. This is very cool stuff. We're learning all about Azure Dedicated Host here on Azure Friday.